Evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Coming up next is Inspector Gadget. Christopher Lim, digital editor at the Business Times, our resident Inspector Gadget, is not quite done with our whole work from home survival rig suggestions. Part three coming up next. And we focus on things that we might have initially missed when we set up our work environment. That's coming up next. Stay with us. It's Money FM 89.3.
Inspector Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero in the studio with me, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. And I'm telling you, this is like work from home survival, whatever, part 750 million. What do I have against working from home? Nothing. I love working from home.
There you go.
I actually said so to Minister Masago Zulkifli, who sat exactly in your chair yesterday and was talking about exactly that. And he said, and you know, he was talking about, you know, the world has changed and all this stuff and real estate has, the market has shifted and I'm like, and he's like, you know, some of us like to work from home. I can relate.
There you go. So can I. Look, and I do realise that many people are returning to the office. In fact, many of our colleagues here in the new centre
showed up, right?
Yeah, have been coming back to the office. So I understand some might say, well, work from home part three, don't you mean like go back to the office part one? Well, actually, I think it's transitional for many people, so it's probably a mix. And I think these gadgets we'll talk about sort of cater to both the working from home as well as the commuting, as well as you're working in the office and are wondering what's going on at home. Yeah.
You know, although we are encouraged to work from home, up to 75% of the workforce can return to the office. The government has also suggested 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. So it's not like we've abandoned our home setup.
I sure hope not.
I like my home setup.
Yeah, I like my chair. I miss my chair.
I like my home, basically.
Yeah, okay. We can make, I think we can go on for the entire episode about that. But yeah.
Okay, so what have we missed in part, you know, one, two, and 750 million?
No, I mean, we talked about how to set up speakers, a TV that's sharp enough for you to use as your second monitor, how to get the right sort of microphone so you sound clear, and the right video camera so that you are clear. Lighting, remember we talked about lighting?
Yes, we talked about lighting and we will never stop talking about the importance of good lighting, especially if you are over the age of, I don't know, 16.
Age of 16, that's pretty harsh. 21 now.
Okay, fine.
Okay. But today we're going to talk about some of the smaller gadgets. So yeah, we've talked about TV. So yeah, have a nice big 4K TV. You will, your eyes will thank you because the text that you project from your laptop or your phone will be crisper. But no, we're talking about more portable, self-contained gadgets today. Yeah, starting with the Sound Blaster Play 4, which I'm holding up in the studio. And as you can see, it's a tiny dongle. It connects to any USB-C device.
It looks like a thumb drive.
Yeah, and actually there are a lot these days because many phones increasingly don't come with a headphone jack. And some laptops even either don't come with one or don't have a very good headphone jack or headphone amp. So this is a quick replacement and these are increasingly popular. What sets the Sound Blaster Play 4 apart? Well, apart from the price is important, is some, well, very handy features such as automatic muting. Okay, you know how when you enter a Zoom call or a virtual call and all of a sudden, you know, there's feedback or the dog yelling right into the mic. Auto-mute. Okay, auto-mute. on both sides. So you don't have to keep pressing, oh, sorry, I was talking for half an hour and I was muted. Or, hello, hello, you need to unmute yourself. No, automatic. The proviso is, even though this technically works with all sorts of platforms, that auto-muting only works with Windows, which is okay for many people because that's still the dominant laptop and desktop platform. Also works with iOS, iPads, with phones and all that, but just doesn't have the full shebang auto-muting feature, which is very handy.
Okay, I have absolutely no idea what that gadget does.
Okay, well, fundamentally, first of all, it makes you sound better. It makes whatever you're doing, the videos, the music, or the person speaking to you on the other side of the video call sound clearer.
So is it for a computer or your phone?
It's for all of the above, but it works best by far with a Windows computer.
I see.
Yeah.
You were just not being very clear.
I'm sorry. So it's basically a digital audio converter. So basically it allows you to plug in headphones and headphones
with mic
built in. Where does
it plug into? It literally looks like, oh.
So one end, there's the USB-C end, which you can use with an adapter. And this plugs into your computer or phone or tablet.
Right.
So iPad or Android tablet. And the other end is your standard 3.5mm jack that you will plug your headset into.
Right.
Including a headset with a microphone that supports that.
Oh, now I see the light, which is why you said, you know, some of us have problems, because a lot of us have phones now that don't have that headphone jack.
Yes, yes. But the feature I mentioned earlier where this handy device will automatically mute you if you are not talking and automatically unmute you when you have something to say is only available for Windows computers.
So when you use your computer
and that's primarily for video conferencing, Google
okay,
Meet.
Okay, so the
Zoom.
Sound Blaster Play 4, you said very well priced. It is actually $49.
See, that's the key, because a lot of these, all of these are 100 plus, 200 plus. So there are hopefully some new models that recently announced that I hope to talk about in future episodes, such as, I think Razer launched one. I think that's definitely over 100 bucks, might be more than, definitely over 100. Astell and Kern has one, again, definitely over 100. So $49 is really, really affordable when it comes to these little USB-C headphone dongles, I call them. Come headphone amplifiers and digital audio
because
converters.
Let's face it, even if we're coming back to the office, we're still Zoom meetings a lot.
Absolutely. There'll be those colleagues who are transitioning, and I think many people will have some sort of flexible arrangement where sometimes you are in the office and sometimes not. So if you're in a big meeting, yeah, okay, maybe three quarters of the folks will be in the room, maybe one quarter still won't, and this sort of dongle will be for those who aren't.
Okay, now you also told me that we've got a Jabra gadget gizmo thingy. I always thought that Jabras were in-ear.
There you go.
Wifeless things.
Misconception. So Jabra, of course, does do wireless earphones very well, and they have true wireless earphones we've talked about in previous episodes. But they really do all sorts of microphone and headphone related accessories. And the Jabra Evolve 230. Wow, that's a mouthful. Jabra Evolve 230 is basically an over-the-ear headset with a microphone, a boom microphone. And so it's one of these all-in-one solutions, because in previous episodes we've talked about dedicated microphones, so just one does a microphone. Dedicated earphones. What if you need or want an all-in-one solution? Well, this is an all-in-one solution. It's a headset with a microphone, and it would still make you sound a lot better than whatever is built into your laptop, or even, you know, if you have an old wired headset. This will be a big step up.
Right. Is this a wired or wireless?
Wired.
All right. I don't mind that, actually, especially if you're sitting at your desk.
Yep. Well, yeah. Well, $156, you know, for the stereo version, $140 for the mono version.
Why would anybody want the mono version?
You don't always need, you know, stereo. I mean, stereo's for music. This is for communicating very much, which is why the boom microphone is built in. So it's a communication device. It's not something for, you know, listening to music on. You can as well, but it's really for communication, which is why it is UC, Universal Communication, I think that's what it stands for, and Microsoft Teams Certified, meaning that it is built for these virtual meetings and, mm-hmm. and webinars mm-hmm. and video mm-hmm. conferencing.
All right. Well, the most exciting thing that you had on the list that you told me about is the next thing, the Arlo Essential Video Doorbell, because I like the fact that it can record messages.
So I like this. I really like this. So what is this? This is a box that replaces your current doorbell or complements it if you already have one.
Mm-hmm.
Mine died years ago. So this is, you know, very sort of handy thing that sits outside your house and, you know, it's battery powered. You can have a power plugged in, but, you know, it you don't have to, and the battery will last quite a bit, so you can just be battery powered. And it's a doorbell, but not just a doorbell. There is a video camera built in, so you can see who is outside if you're downstairs or even not physically present, because this is Wi-Fi powered. So yeah, it works great if you're at home. Even if you're out, it will still work. And you know how when people come, or maybe there's a delivery person and you're maybe not there, you're in the shower, people can leave video messages for you.
Yeah, I really, really liked this function.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're talking about this hybrid work from home, work from office arrangement, right? So mm-hmm. if you happen to have a delivery, whether it's a work delivery, whether it's a shopping delivery, or whether it's,
embrace,
you know,
it, nothing wrong with shopping,
an essential food delivery, mm-hmm. but you're not there because you're actually in the office, they can mm. actually say, okay, I'm leaving it in the cabinet under your door, next to your door, whatever.
Yes.
Or I'll come back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I love that.
Yes. And of course, it also doubles as some sort of documentation.
Yes.
Yeah. So the person was there. So it's like, no, don't say you didn't deliver it. You know, there you are, stooping over, you know, my mm-hmm. you know, my
and
shoe
while
cabinet.
I'm at it, why were you taking my Ferragamos out of my shoe cabinet?
There you go. There you go. And, you know, it's just really, really practical, and it'll work in all sorts of conditions. It's got night vision. So nighttime, how? It will still be clear. And you say, what's the point? I really can't recognize you, or I can't see the serial number. High definition video with HDR. So it will be clear, crystal clear.
So, I mean, seriously, when I looked at the stuff that you were bringing in, okay, the Sound Blaster was great because it's so well-priced.
Exactly.
But I really, really like this doorbell. I need this doorbell, Christopher.
Very, very practical. So this is a wonderful example of one of these IoT, Internet of Things devices that actually can make a difference both to those who are working at home, or if you're back in the office, or even more if you shuffle back and forth, you know, between home and office.
Right, yeah. right. Now, the only thing that I didn't like about this gadget is it's not $49.
No, it is not. You get what you pay for. The retail price is $329. There are promotions on and off. I think there was one last month. So, I mean, we can wait for a promo. But honestly, even at $329 at places like Lazada and all, it is a good deal because you get a lot out of it. Remember, yes, it is a doorbell replacement, but it is also a video surveillance device, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's a video mm-hmm. camera. It's, in a sense, a home security system for your front door.
I really like this gadget.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I don't like the price.
Yeah, but look, it does so much, right? Record stuff. You can get it to work with Google Assistant.
I know.
Built-in siren.
But I'm allowed to complain about the price.
Well, that's the cost of getting in on the cutting edge, you know, getting with, it's 2021, the Internet of Things.
Yeah, okay, great. So if you had to, of these three things, pick a star buy of the week, what would it be?
Okay, smart doorbell.
That was my star buy of the week.
It's mine too, because...
Because we both want one.
No, because it ticks so many boxes. Like, okay, surveillance, and oh, my doorbell spoiled. And oh, by the way, you can leave video messages, and I can access it because it's on the internet. I can access my battery-powered doorbell anywhere, and because it's weatherproof and etc., I don't have to really worry about it.
You know, honestly, because I am an antisocial person, and people come to the door, it could be, you know, neighbors, kids mm. selling cookies for their school fundraiser.
Hide.
You know, yeah, but you know, the thing is, this way I can I can vet the people who come to my door. Oh, it's my food delivery guy. I'm coming. Oh, it's my MP on a walkabout. I'm not home.
There you go. It's like what you see in the movies. You know, you go to the mansion and you press the video system and you go like, you're not on the list.
I don't even have to say anything.
Yeah.
I love this gadget. I want one.
Yeah. Well, $329. I can't even say it. $329 to get in on. You got smart TV, smartphone. Get a smart doorbell.
Exactly. And on that very smart note, this has been Inspector Gadget. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, our resident Inspector Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3. I really, really hope there is no part four or 7,260,000.
No more. Okay.
No more. Mm. Can we talk about transitioning back to work next week?
Can.
Okay. There you go. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.